All right. I didn't bring it. So the injuries, Jamal Charles was out today. Eric Berry was out today. DeAnthony was out. Jamal tried. I mean, he couldn't do this today. But he's making progress, which is great. I, as far as today goes, we had no injuries, which was another plus. And I thought we came out and played against a good football team. Joe's done a nice job with this team down here. And I think our defense really, really stepped up. We had some kind of tricky situations there that they were able to get us out of and did a nice job there. Nile and McKnight on the offensive side, I thought, did well. Normally, if your running backs are doing well, you've got to compliment your offensive line. So the offensive line, I thought, did a nice job as it went on. We started off with not quite well enough. That's a good defensive line we're playing against, but we're able to pick it up. We overcame the special teams penalties. We had some penalties there, but we ended up with a nice return at the end, which was important, and we were able to seal the game there. But again, my hat's off to the players. Big hearts right there. That falls into that category. I'm proud of them and the effort that they gave, really all of them. I mean, I've named a few positions, but I could name all the guys. I mean, they did a nice job. Time's yours.
Andy, what took you so long to get Joe McKnight involved?
Yeah, it looked that way, right? I mean, he sure did a nice job. So my hat's off to him. We have all these running backs. It's hard to dress all of them, But he did a nice job. Very nice.
I know you liked him, but what is it about him that you kind of loaded at that position, at least a lot of bodies?
Yeah.
Started.
Well, just what you saw today. I mean, he can run the football from the backfield. He can catch the football. He's a good returner. I mean, he gives you a lot of options when he's back there or flexed out. So, yeah, I mean, you got to see it today. That's why we kept him.
I asked this a little bit, Jess, but kind of beating yourself up for not getting him involved a little sooner?
Well, it probably looked that way. I do like the other guys, too. I like to dress all of them every week. You can do that sometimes. You can't other weeks, but we're fortunate. I would probably more so tip my hat and look at the positive side of this, tip my hat to John and his crew for getting him here, and then Joe getting himself physically back. I mean, he's had some injuries in his career here lately, and he's been able to bounce back from those, and it's a tribute to him. I told him somewhere, one of the touchdowns, you're back. You're back now. So I'm proud of him for working so hard to do that and not losing trust in himself.
That's the other thing. I mean, he was injured during a lot of camp. I mean, was he ready when the regular season started, do you think? Ready for what he did today?
Yeah, probably not what he did today, but for the last couple of weeks, he's been getting better every week.
Eddie, you mentioned the defense. I mean, Miami basically scored 12 points on 19 yards. Can you kind of talk about the lift it gave you after the Alex play, after the...
Sure, that's why I mentioned them first. The defense played so well. They were relentless. They had a rotation going that was phenomenal, so guys were able to stay fresh. And It was great to see so many guys contribute there. I thought our secondary played good against good receivers. I mean, they got some receivers there that have some juice. So, and for the two young linebackers that have stepped in and played, I mean, my hat's off to them. That's not an easy thing to do. You fill in for a DJ and a Maze. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And they did that.
And you touched on special teams and mistakes. What was happening on the
Well, we didn't do a great job of getting off the blocks on a couple of those returns from their side. And then we had a couple penalties there that cost us on some big returns. The bottom line was they fixed the problem and they came back strong in that last one, and that was a big return for us.
And one last thing, some dicey decisions on some of those punts inside the 5 and the 10?
Yeah, I mean, we probably could let a couple of those go. They end up being decent returns, but normally you let some of those go. The flavor of the day, though, is you're returning everything. I mean, you're seeing teams do that. Kickoffs, I mean, all the way to the end line, teams are bringing them out. And you know, through the studies, it shows that there's production there and to be made. But that's not the way it was when I first got in the game. I mean, you always let those go, but today's a different thing.
On that, where Kyrie was kicking him into the end zone, but he ain't kicking him out of the end zone. Mm-hmm. So teams are, like you're saying, they're bringing him back.
Yeah, the one thing he did was he had great height on him, which I thought was a tribute to him. Which normally gives your guys an opportunity. We've always believed that if you put it in the end zone and they return it, you're going to make the tackle somewhere inside the 15. So we just got to do a better job all the way around. He was giving the players an opportunity with the height of the kicks.
You mentioned giving the ball about 30 times. Was that the plan coming in, or is that how the game went?
Well, we knew we wanted to run it some. I didn't put a number on it, it was working, so we stuck with it.
Just coming back from him, throughout the game, he put her on the ground twice, which you don't want, but he
can't reach it for a role. No, he did. Listen, I'm proud of him. He does need to keep it high and tight. He's always trying to get that extra yard, and sometimes that's where the ball gets loose on running backs. I mean, he was trying – at a time when you just got to keep it in there tucked and take what you get and then get down, but he was running very hard. He can learn from that. He's a young guy. I mean, we're talking a second-year player. And didn't play a ton last year because of Jamal, but you got to give him credit for what he did today.
Just coming back from 0-2. Nice win for you guys getting back on track.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a good win. It's a long season, so we got to make sure that we keep working. We got a lot of room to improve. We got good talent on this football team to be able to continue to get better, and we're going to keep doing that. We can even work a little bit harder than what we've been working and focus in a little bit more on our details and get ourselves even better.
All right, Coach. You want to talk about third down. Alex,
yeah, full trust in Alex and running and commanding this football team during the game. He does nothing but make plays out there for us and get people in the right positions and kind of be the coach on the field, which is very important. He calms these situations that seem a little chaotic. He just calms it right down and keeps it right. And that's hard to find, and we're very lucky to have him in Kansas City.
All right.